This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination compete Tuesday in 14 states holding primaries for a candidate to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in the November national election. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to wage a tight battle with former Vice President Joe Biden, trailing farther behind but still competing in Super Tuesday are Senator Elizabeth Warren and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The U.S. reported 4 more coronavirus deaths on Monday in the western U.S. state of Washington. The deaths increased the U.S. toll to 6 out of about 100 cases confirmed in the United States. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence told reporters Monday that a vaccine is in the works.
The vaccine might yet not be available till late this year or early next, but the therapeutics giving relief to people that contract the coronavirus could literally be available by this summer or early fall.
President Donald Trump defended his decision not to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus outbreak.
I don't think you'll need that because I really think we're in, extremely good shape. We're prepared for anything, and we could always do that at a later date if we need it, but I don't think we need that at this stage.
Worldwide, the death toll has surpassed 3,000, and the number of people affected in 60 nations rose to more than 89,000. Iraqi Prime Minister-designate Mohammed Alawi withdrew from his position overnight last night, accusing lawmakers of obstructing his attempt to form a government. The country has been rocked by the biggest wave of anti-government demonstrations since the 2003 U.S.-led invasion, which toppled former dictator Saddam Hussein. The mostly youthful protesters are demanding the ouster of Iraq's entire political elite, which they accuse of being inept, corrupt, and beholden to Iran. This is VOA News.